Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. According to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, between 16 and 33% of children and adolescents are obese. Michael Oppitz, a professor of reading at the University of Northern Colorado, explains how dietary literature can help overweight children.
Hardly a day goes by without sobering news regarding the health of our nation's children. Nearly one in five American four-year-olds is obese, and kindergartners today are heavier than in the 1970s and 80s. While there are many contributing factors associated with obesity, there's little question that lack of physical activity and poor nutrition are at the core. We've long known that physical activity improves children's circulation while strengthening their bones and muscles. Just as important, though, is compelling evidence that when students engage in physical activity, their academic achievement improves. Brain researchers note that physical activity boosts brain activity, impacting reading the most. As with physical activity, nutrition also relates to academic achievement. Current research reveals that poor nutrition and obesity are two contributors to lower levels of student achievement. The implication is that when educators support better nutrition, they also support increased academic performance. Children's overall health and their success in school are connected. What does this mean for reading? Everything. We know that strengthening one's bodily core will enable greater physical activity, making living a healthy lifestyle more likely. Likewise, healthy children are more likely to excel in academics such as reading. Integrating fitness in reading is one way to strengthen children's physical and mental core, thereby enabling them to be fit and read well to stay fit. Using fitness literature, or what I like to call FitLit, as one component of fitness literacy lesson is a practical, doable way to achieve this integration.
That was the University of Northern Colorado's Michael Oppitz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.